Now, the coastal village of Cort McSherry in West Cork is set to welcome a new lifeboat to its RNLI station on Sunday. It'll be the 11th lifeboat to be based at Cort McSherry in almost 200 years. The RNLI Shannon-class lifeboat will replace a previous lifeboat which has been on the station since 1995. Vincent O'Donovan is spokesperson for the Cort McSherry RNLI and he's on the line now. A very good afternoon to you, Vincent, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Brian.
So you're planning a big welcome on Sunday for this new lifeboat, the Val Adnams.
Yes, indeed. I suppose the arrival of a new lifeboat to any station, and especially to Cort McSherry, is a huge event. And on Sunday, the number of the lifeboat is 1345. So at 1345, 1:45 p.m. on Sunday, the Shannon-class lifeboat Val Adnams will enter the Cort McSherry Bay with a flotilla of boats, and we are really, really looking forward to this. It's an immensely proud day for us and a proud day for the RNLI family here in Cort McSherry.
And there's a further Irish connection or connections. It's the first of the RNLI lifeboats to be named after an Irish river. Traditionally, they are named after rivers, the Shannon class in this case, and also designed by an Irish designer.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's a very proud. It's the Shannon class lifeboat. And it's designed by a dairyman called Peter Eyre, who was a child himself, actually was rescued by the Lochs Willy RNLI in Donegal. And the Shannon class is the most modern all-weather lifeboat. It's propelled by jet-propelled, by water jets instead of the traditional propellers. And I suppose it makes it the most agile and manoeuvrable all-weather lifeboat now in the RNLI fleet.
The Cort McSherry lifeboat has a long and very distinguished history. I mean, people will be aware perhaps that it was involved in the Lusitania sinking and rescuing people from that, and the Fastnet disaster in 1978. But every year you respond to, I think it's called a shout, isn't that right, and assist people in distress?
Yes, indeed. We have a total crew here of about 28 members. They're on call 365 days of the year, all on bleepers. And when the call comes, we've had 51 call-outs in the last 2 years, 26 and 2021 and 25 this year. It's a record for our station. So the crew run to the station, no matter what they're doing, day or night. And the boat is underway within about 9 minutes. So it's fascinating to watch. We've been part of it for all our life. And it's like a religion down here in Cort McSherry, as it is in all the other coastal communities around the coast.
And of course, the seagoing crew are just part of it. There's a whole support team back at base as well. And, you know, Cort McSherry is a pretty small village.
It is indeed. And the support we have here in Cort McSherry is huge, from our officers, who are all volunteers, to our fundraising branch, who are huge, to our educational officers. We over the last number of years, we've moved slightly as well to have a great focus on educating young people in the dangers of the sea and the Respect the Water campaign. I suppose our two education officers there, Angela Philbin and Michal Hurley, have talked to maybe 2,000 people this year, 2,000 young people this year, to spread that word about safety on the sea. So it's hugely important. But we get great support from all the people around Cork.
Have the nature of the calls changed over the years, Vincent? I'm wondering, maybe are there more leisure sailors who call for assistance, compared to those who are at sea professionally, fishermen and so on?
It's a mix, actually. It's amazing, actually, to see and go through our records in the last couple of years. And it has been a mix. We've had big trawlers. We've had yachts. We've yachts on passages. We have small yachts and big yachts. We have people on the coast. And certainly a big element as well is the leisure. And thanks be to God, we have a great leisure facilities around our coast now. But it is a real mix of all types of calls that we respond to on a regular basis.
Well, listen, the best of luck on Sunday. It'll be a great day, I know, for all of you to welcome your new lifeboat and continued success in the years ahead. Vincent O'Donovan there from the Cort McSherry RNLI.